This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven at the hour on the DJB program. How do you do? Nice to have you on board with us. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Victoria has managed to escape our clutches for the day, but we'll find her tomorrow. In the meantime, speaking of finding things, Jennifer, as she trolls through the news of her native, she and I are both in California at the moment, and so I'm looking around at the local stories, and a lot of them, you know, the usual, because this is a company town, a lot of them focus on the industry. So the fact that Kevin Hart was hurt in a car crash over the weekend, I guess, is fairly big news. So you can, this was in the hills of Malibu, it looks like.
Yeah, Calabasas is the place. And that's where a lot of celebrities live now, outside of Malibu. Calabasas is where the Kardashians live. So, of course, it's
the other side of the hill, as it were.
Yeah, it's in the San Fernando Valley. So Kevin Hart and two others were involved in a car crash that we're finding out more about today in Calabasas. It happened on Sunday, according to the Highway Patrol. They have an incident report that's been filed and picked up by all kinds of media outlets. The driver was Jared Black. Kevin Hart was in the car. There was also someone else involved. And they're saying that Hart and the driver both sustained major back injuries and were transported to nearby hospitals for treatment. Black was driving Hart's 1970 Plymouth Barracuda. According to the report, when he lost control of the vehicle, it went off the road and it rolled down an embankment. Two of the three occupants of the car were trapped inside the vehicle. Kevin Hart actually left the scene to go back to his house to get medical attention. Patrol officers determined that the driver was not under the influence of alcohol at the time of the collision. The third occupant was very lucky. He did not suffer any substantial injuries. So that's the good news. He bought this car, Kevin Hart, and you would love this car. It's like a beautiful blue Plymouth. Yeah. Yeah. He bought it back on July 4th as a 40th birthday gift to himself. He posed with it quite a bit on Instagram. This was always part of his posting. In an Instagram post on Saturday, he wrote that he was happy not to be traveling over the holiday weekend. He said, being home makes me happy. Enjoy your weekend, people. Live, love, laugh. And that was the last post before he went off this road. Jeez.
Well, you got to be careful. Those roads are windy, man. You go too fast on those roads, you're cruising for a bruising.
I know you don't like him, Doug, but a lot of people think he's very funny, and he's got a lot of fans. And just seeing the pictures of the car, I mean, they had to saw the roof off because it was completely flat. The tires are basically splayed out on the side. I mean, everyone, at this point, we don't know how bad his back injury is.
And they're being kind of vague about his very bad back injuries.
Which always makes me a little bit more nervous when they don't actually say what's wrong with somebody, but it always makes me think that maybe it's a bit worse. But everyone is lucky to be alive. I can't believe that everyone survived that.
You look at that, and it is a warning. Yet people drive such crazy. I was to reflect on it, sort of a personal level, driving on the streets around my farm in Massachusetts. I'm out and about all afternoon, usually, and sometimes into the early evening, on tractors doing work on the farm or in fields around the farm. And it has always been a problem, but now I said something. I called the city councilor that represents my district, who is also a friend, and we were talking about the traffic on the road and how people have found, this is a narrow country road, middle of basically nowhere, people have found it as a shortcut from one town to another. So during drive time in the morning and the afternoon, it is mayhem. And the speed limit on the street is 20 miles an hour. And the tractor will do 19, 20 miles an hour, depending on how much I've got it throttled up. And I find people all the time, especially now, to the point where I'm actually worried sometimes about approaching cars, especially because they don't have any knowledge. People don't know about farms. They don't know about the equipment. And they'll go by you, and they don't want to slow down. They'll pass you on a yellow line on a curve. They'll blow their horn at you. They'll yell at you. They'll give you the finger. It's really the point that I'm making here is how rude drivers are and how self-centered many drivers are. And that leads to, I'm not saying that was the case here, but it leads to lots of accidents, especially if that road I know in Malibu is a windy, curvy, dangerous road. And in the middle of the night, it's even more because there's no street lights. We're talking about in the middle of basically nowhere. You have to go far over the hill in order to find a residence. There aren't many people that live between Malibu and on the other side, Calabasas. You won't find many homes there. I remember going to the Will Gear Theater up there once. You know where that is, Jennifer?
I've never been there, but I've heard of it. It's supposed to be really nice.
It is. But it's one of the few.
Hard to get to, though, right?
Yeah, it's hard to get to. That's one of the few things that you find if you go over the hill from one side to the other.
Yeah.
So anyway, being careful. Labor Day weekend, people coming back from their trips. The traffic will be awful. And it's just just be careful. What is it the guy said from Hill Street Blues? Be careful out there. Another name in the news from the entertainment world, Matthew McConaughey, is heading back to college. He is joining the faculty at his alma mater, the University of Texas, down in Austin. He graduated with a film degree from there in 1993. He's going to teach the script-to-screen class at the... Isn't that... That's kind of...
He know. Yeah, fun. Why not get it from him?
Right.
Sure.
He's been a visiting professor at the university for the past 4 years. They announced the news of him becoming a professor on Twitter, along with a photo of him and several students in a classroom. In recognition of his professional pedigree and personal investment in student success, Matthew McConaughey has been appointed a Texas Moody Professor of Practice, according to the tweet. McConaughey also is going to continue to teach the it's script to screen, but that's not what it says. It says scripto screen class, but I'm guessing that pretty much everybody can figure that out. So that's the story on Matthew McConaughey. Kind of cool. Now, here's something else. We were talking about the lady whose brother got in trouble, a young woman who's great as an Olympian, and the only reason you'd know about the brother getting into trouble was because he's related to her. So this is a sort of a like story in the people department. How many of you remember Sirhan Sirhan? That name just is mentioned on its own without connection to anything. Do you know who Sirhan Sirhan is, Jennifer?
Only because I saw the story today.
But
before that, no. Ring a bell.
So this is also a byproduct of our bad history or the educational system. It seems to me we don't spend enough time in modern history. I always thought that even when I was a student. I want to know more about, I don't want to know ancient history. It's nice to put the pieces together, but it usually is more relevant if we know more recent history. For those of you who don't remember, Sirhan Sirhan was the one who killed Robert F. Kennedy. And he's been in jail for all these years. And apparently, for whatever the reason, somebody just figured out who he was. And he got stabbed in jail over the weekend. Richard Donovan is the name of the correctional facility. Apparently he was stabbed sometime Friday in one of the yards. Officers, this is a prison down in San Diego County, found him with multiple stab wounds. He went to an outside hospital. He's in stable condition. You know what? I don't even know. Does this sound cruel? This guy doesn't deserve to be alive. He assassinated Robert F. Kennedy during the presidential campaign in 1968. Under the circumstances, I was kind of surprised after it was all over that he really didn't get the death penalty, frankly. If anything, Robert F. Kennedy was more revered than either of the other Kennedys, than John or certainly Teddy. But the fact that this guy, there were a lot of people around Robert F. Kennedy, an Olympic gold medalist named Rafer Johnson, Rosie Greer, the football player, George Plimpton, the author, Jimmy Breslin, the columnist, all these people around him. He was convicted. Sirhan was convicted, sentenced to death, but the sentence was commuted to life in prison. And nobody explained it then, and nobody has explained it since then, why he wasn't sent to the gas chamber. It's amazing how our system works. It really is. The jurisprudence system, it is so ridiculous. There's so many different variables in it. No consistency. It's crazy stuff. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, indeed. Victoria is off today. Jen and Kara and Doug. So to sort of underscore what we were just talking about with Sirhan and our focus and how crazy the jurisprudence, the whole legal system in our country is. He was sentenced to death for killing Robert F. Kennedy, and then it was commuted to life in prison. Now, Kara found a story of somebody who has been in jail for 30 years for what, stealing a pizza or something? What did he...
He robbed a bakery and got about $50 worth of money in that robbery. But because of he's from Alabama, and so he was in jail for 36 years, and he's now black. Yes.
Is he black?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But, and I guess because of Alabama's three strikes law, he had broken into a vacant service station before that, and because of those things, he was then sentenced to life in prison. But it's just, the crazy thing to me is that someone who can be a rapist, who can rape multiple people, who can kill multiple people, won't go to jail for their entire life or won't be sentenced to death. And yet someone like this, who didn't really hurt anyone, goes to jail for 36 years. I don't understand.
Well, it's understandable if you understand how racist the nature is in some sectors of our country.
I don't know if it's racism. I think it's more socioeconomic.
They're maybe
connected.
A little of both. Yeah, connected, yes.
Sometimes.
21 after the hour, DJV time.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great?
This is an intriguing reality for me.
You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Oh, who's gonna drive you home?
This is one of my favorite pop hits from the 80s. Boston group The Cars with a song that was a huge hit for them called Drive. And so Tim McGraw has decided to cover this song. He's issued a new album. This is his latest music to appear since Thought About You, which came out late last year. He occasionally has been known to put his own spin on a pop song, like he did Tiny Dancer, the Elton John song, and Ryan Adams' When the Stars Go Blue, which got to number four about 10-15 years ago. He said, McGraw said on Twitter, Drive was one we covered in bars back in the day, and it still reminds me of high school.
Have a way of doing that, doesn't it?
That's true. Yep, right. That's maybe, I don't know, I just think this is a fascinating story and the music that goes with it. And this is, I'm intrigued by this, actually, Jennifer. I'm not a, you're a big Tim McGraw fan. I don't know much about his career. But let's crank this up a little bit.
I like it.
I do, too. Yeah. He's all about performing these festivals. He's at the Pepsi Gulf Coast Jam in Panama City, Florida this past Friday. And he's going to the iHeart Radio Music Festival in Las Vegas on the 20th of this month before he departs to play a string of dates in Australia. But this is,
he has an interesting history. He'll do the regular country stuff, and his albums are primarily country. But every once in a while, he gets these kind of wild hairs where he wants to break the format a bit. He did something with Nelly a while ago, which I thought was really great. And so I like that. I think that's kind of a fun way for him to expand as an artist without completely leaving the country genre like a lot of country singers will do when they move on to a different
genre. Kara, place. If you had, just play a little clip of Tiny Dancer. I want to hear what that. I don't know that version.
Tiny Dancer. I can count the headlights on.
This is pretty good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's had a pretty good range.
Yes. Yeah. Good for him. All right. Well, it's good to vary your shake up the fans a little bit.
Yeah, the usual.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. Next up, musically, the celebration of the former 30. This, I didn't realize the Mavericks been around for 30 years. Huh. All right.
I used to love the original version of this song. I don't like this one as much.
Don't you?
John Anderson used to do Swingin', and that's the best version. As a kid, I used to love it.
Yeah. Well, this is good, too. I like, I've actually been with John Anderson. I spent a couple of days with him back in the 90s at some event. I went to the Country Music Radio Festival for some reason. I don't remember why. That's when he and I were connected. Anyway, Swingin' topped the charts for Anderson in 1983, went on to earn a CMA Single of the Year nomination. And so the Mavericks said they've loved the song since they first heard it way back when. The lyrics, the delivery. This comes from the lead singer of the Mavericks. What's his name? Malo? Is that it?
That sounds about right. Yeah, yeah. Malo.
Malo. All right. So anyway, we kind of like this, too. This is two good songs we had here. That's not always the case. I'm not always a big fan of some of the pop music or recent stuff, but this is good. All right, that's it. Music into focus here on the DJV program at 28 minutes after the hour.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move parallel along the coast of Florida, blasting sections with heavy rain and high winds. There are tropical storm gusts being felt across the central part of Florida's east coast as Dorian tracks to the north. Officials across the state, including areas close to the Florida-Georgia line, aren't taking any chances.
Stay off of the beach. Don't drive around if you don't have to. This is not the time for sightseeing.
Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says anyone in an evacuation zone is asked to leave and can take advantage of shelters across the county.
More than 500 evacuees are utilizing our 12 shelter locations.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it stalled nearly 2 days over the Bahamas, wrecking both Abaco and Grand Bahama. Some 13,000 homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 34 after the hour. Hi, welcome to our DJV program. When I say ours, it is a collective effort, on the part of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I could probably say that without my voice cracking. Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn are here on the DJV. Is that much more authoritative? Sounds better, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Sound much,
you sound like a boss.
Here's Victoria with an overview of places. Here's a new survey as to where to eat, dining out. Where do we go? What's the selective criteria for this survey, Victoria?
Well, the criteria is the country's 50 most kid-friendly restaurants for 2019.
So you'll be right in line for those. You love kids and restaurants.
These are the places I'll be avoiding the most.
Oh.
So this is it's a helpful list for me to know as well. Now, this is done by Open Table, which is the app and the website where most people book their reservations.
Don't you use them? Do you use them?
Oh, I use the app all the time. I love Open Table.
It's great. Yep.
And so they based on dining feedback from people who use the app, they have come up with a list. There are 16 states, including Washington, D.C., New York, and Florida, all ranked the highest. And each, between Washington, D.C., New York, and Florida, each state had 7 kid-friendly restaurants on the list. Hawaii had the second most with 6 restaurants, and then California and South Carolina both had 4. Now, this is an interesting mix of popular chains as well as individual restaurants. So, like Benihana, which is a very popular restaurant, that actually has multiple locations that have been listed as kid-friendly. And that's probably not something you would really think of.
I remember going to a Benihana once, and the guy, you know how they chop, 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 and throw the stuff on the grill? The guy was chopping, missed, and got his finger.
Oh.
And then they throw it at you when they chop.
Right.
That's a fake finger, Victoria. It's a thing they do.
Okay.
Is it's it like really? A plastic. Oh. It's a plastic finger.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Jennifer, wait a minute. Why'd you have to spoil the story?
Because Victoria was like, oh.
I was ready to, toss my breakfast, but yeah. Other resort-friendly chains that made the list, the Hard Rock Cafe. No surprise there. Lots of kids like to look around at all the memorabilia of, guitars and stuff. And then Max Brenner, Rainforest Cafe, and Carmine's. Carmine's has several locations, the original one being in New York. They're kind of all spread around now. Sugar Factory, which just screams child-friendly, that's one that actually has a lot of famous visitors from all the Kardashians and to J-Lo and other celebrities. And Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen was ranked also as welcoming to all ages. The Ramsays they just welcomed their fifth child, so I guess that was something that was important for him to have the restaurants be kind of, kid-friendly.
And he does a kid's version of a show, too, doesn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, MasterChef Junior. Yeah. Another upscale Vegas restaurant owned by the cake boss, who is his real name is Buddy Velastro. Buddy V's Restaurant, or Ristorante, that was actually voted as a family favorite. Tavern on the Green, this really surprises me. That made the list in New York as kid friendly, which.
If you don't mind spending $100 for your kid's meal, you're all set.
Well, that's probably true as well.
Tavern on the Green, it's a beautiful place. One of the most expensive places I think I ever ate, at least in this country. Very, very, but it's just in Central Park and the ambiance, it's just very cool.
It is, and it was closed for a really long time, and then they did extensive renovations, and so now it's back and better than ever. So, and that's usually, especially at the holiday time,
how do you measure better than ever? It's more expensive than ever.
Well, apparently
you can't
the food
get out
is
of
better
there for less than $100 a person. You just can't.
Yeah, well, that's also most New York high-end places. So, I mean, that's not that surprising.
Okay.
But there's also a place on the list near you, Doug, in Boston. Maybe you want to take Miles. It's called Fire and Ice Boston. Have you heard of that?
I don't know it. No, I don't know it. I don't go
out apparently that
here. Certainly not now. Fire and Ice. It's Is it
Fire
in the
and
city?
Ice Boston.
In the city. Okay.
Yeah, it's listed as in Boston, so maybe if you take him into the city, that'll be a place that he'll like to go to.
Yeah. All right, some other food news. Here's something on the other side of what we're talking about. Well, for Victoria, going into a restaurant with a lot of children poses a certain danger. There are some other dangers besides food poisoning, something new to worry about. Exposure to toxic chemicals. So I went into, this is mission time, all of the talk we've had on the air about that veggie burger at Burger King.
Whopper?
The Impossible Whopper, right.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there the other night after I dropped off. Miles was crabby, and Megan said, why don't we just not have dinner? And I said, okay. So I'm on my way back. And I stopped at I went into actually to a Bed Bath & Beyond to find a new bathroom. We couldn't find one. So across the street is the Whopper place. And I thought, okay, I'll go over there and see what this Impossible Whopper was about. And I went in, and there was this big, oh, my God, I felt badly for the kids. This big fat guy with a couple of kids in there. He ordered 4 double cheeseburgers for himself. I mean, it's no wonder that people aren't.
Why did you feel sorry for the Burger King people?
No, I didn't. I felt sorry.
You feel
sorry
for the guy.
No, all right, I'm going to digress here for a second. Coming back on the plane yesterday, I watched the first.
We're already back on the plane. I just want to know, is the Impossible Whopper any good? What does it taste like? Don't leave us hanging here.
It was good. It was actually quite good. Yeah.
Does it taste like a burger?
Well, it's been a long time since I had a hamburger, but it did taste like what I remember a hamburger tasted. It was quite good, actually. I'd have another one. I would have another one. It had lettuce and tomato and onion on it and a pickle. It was good. actually. Yeah, it was good. All right, so meanwhile, back at the on the plane yesterday, coming back. So you're all going to laugh at me. I watched the six first episodes of, what do you call it? The hospital show, Ellen Pompeo. What's the...
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. I found myself absolutely loving. I have never watched that show before.
Oh, it's a great show. I used to watch. I think I watched it for like 10 years. I just
McDreamy.
Yeah.
And
he's still on.
Heigl.
No, he watched the first six episodes.
This is the first episode
ever.
I was going to say I got bad news about that.
Heigl's in it.
Yeah.
And,
like any of them, just go to the cemetery and see.
Yeah, they're all gone.
They're all dead. Really?
A lot of them. Yeah,
maybe. Spoiler alert.
Oh, that's too bad.
At some point, you leave that show, and it's always in like a catastrophe.
I've seen it on TV now, and I've not ever watched it because I didn't really know what it was about. But I just was intrigued, and so I watched the first. I thought, okay, I'll watch a couple of minutes of this, and they'll see what else.
That's a great show.
And it is. Well, I was laughing. I don't laugh when I watch television shows. Laughing and involved and wanting to have them all get together. And Sandra Oh is absolutely, the two of them together, there's great chemistry. I don't know whether they were friends in real life or not, but they were the chemistry between, actually, Heigl must have been the beginning of her acting
before
career.
Before she became an egomaniac, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She was really good in it, and Pompeo, I don't know what her history is. The woman who plays her mother has been a character actress forever and a day.
Also dead.
Yeah.
The only one that I think is still alive, and I haven't watched it in like a couple of seasons, but Alex is still alive, isn't he, Kara?
Is the
I've seen about two episodes, so I don't know.
The guy who runs the hospital is still there.
He's still alive. And then the guy that played Alex, who's like, I think, who's love interest at the beginning? I think he's still alive, too.
Is he? Okay. Anyway, it was good. Anyway, so we talked about that, the dangers of that stuff. And the reason I bring it up and got sidetracked with 35 other stories is because this stuff, how do you pronounce it?
Phthalates. Just T-H. Yeah, ignore the P. Phthalates. Yeah. Phthalates.
Okay. Is biggest in cheeseburgers. They have more levels of phthalates.
So that was how we got from the fat guy ordering four double cheeseburgers to Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if
next
if a guy
time
you
should draw us a map.
Yeah. But if a guy is ordering four double cheeseburgers for himself, I don't know that you're going to dissuade him with a phthalate argument. I don't think that's going to do it.
Yeah.
In a moment, I want to check in with Jennifer a couple of late-breaking Trump stories after this.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 days of amazing finds. It's 21 days to discover your next go-tos and can't live without. 21 days of daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves, like the Tartlet and Bloom eyeshadow palette and Urban Decay 24/7 eye pencils. Plus, explore our latest exclusive products and hundreds of new launches, a.k.a. 21 days of I want that one and that one. Event ends September 21st. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, we turn to Jennifer for these items. The administration rolling back another Obama-era regulation from the EPA, announcing cuts to regulations on methane emissions. Good for those of us who are in the cow business, but this is not what's affected. It's the oil and gas industry. So they're not required to install technology to monitor methane leaks from wells. How is that going to help? How is this going to help anybody? All right, Jennifer, I don't want to seem to be attacking here. Maybe you have an insight from the administration as to why this is okay.
No, I actually, it's the first time I've heard about it. Sorry.
Oh, really? Okay. That's
no.
All right.
So no, I don't know.
Look, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So they're going to change that. Then they're also going to open Alaska, the rainforest up there, to being harvested, the wood in the national forest there. The thing, there's 17 million acres up there, and they have a lot of cedar and spruce and hemlock and that sort of thing. It's the largest temperate rainforest, obviously the opposite of what's going, of the circumstance. The weather conditions there are exactly the opposite of the rainforest in Brazil.
Which is still on fire, the Amazon.
Yeah, right. Clinton banned timber cutting up there in 2001, so now it's going to be allowed again under an order from Secretary of the Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. There's nothing about him that impresses me. Right? There's nothing about anything they do in the agricultural community that impresses me. Sierra Club says it's home to an astonishing breadth of wildlife, bears, eagles, humpback whale. I don't know about the humpback whale being in the forest, but at any rate, I don't know. I haven't made up my mind whether I think this is okay or not. Generally, I don't like cutting, unless it's clear cutting. I don't like clear cutting. I like cutting to clean up the forest, to get rid of the dead growth and let new stuff grow. I don't know. It's not clear to me what's going to happen here. Under that circumstance, I would say it's good. But if it's just cutting and clear cutting.
Yeah,
no.
They're actually saying, just looking at it, the senator from there, Lisa Murkowski, and the governor asked for this because they said they're not able to develop a year-round economy, and it's not sustainable in the current regulations.
Okay. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
After the hour now, our focus on your health and well-being, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell. In this portion of the program, this is a way for us to get you to focus for a few minutes on one thing and one thing only. And Jack wants to focus on sugar. There's this whole business. There always is and has been. Matter of fact, I have a new sponsor that focuses on blood sugar issues, which I'll talk to you about, Jack, when we go through this science of sugar, using sugar, sugary snacks, eating them, drinking those beverages. So we call it sometimes a sugar high. You take exception to that phrase.
Well, there's every wind blows every different direction all the time, and you hear about sugar doing this and sugar doing that. I try to limit my understanding of these kinds of things from the latest journal publications mm-hmm. that have no axe to grind, because they come from journals that openly admit right up front, hey, we don't know everything. Here's some stuff we found. We could be a little skewed here. Here are the things we really need to study because of the result of this study. And that's one of the things I like about, and I'm sure you've got your latest edition of Neuroscience and Biobehavioral Review.
I was reading it on the plane yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, of course. So the study, and I love the research that comes out of Europe, because Europe is always a 10 to 20 years ahead of us when it comes to understanding. Yeah, because the government has to pick up the health bill.
Yeah.
Here, you know, the citizen does. So anyway, some stuff that came out of the University of Berlin, Lancaster University, and the University of Warwick in the UK, in London. And what they found out is that the sugar didn't give you so much as a rush as it led to a crash thereafter. And
so
usually
isn't that
what
different?
Happens,
because most people will consume something sugary, giving themselves, they're thinking to themselves, okay, I'll take a sugar, I'll have a sugar rush, and it'll pick me up, it'll wake me up, I'm feeling sleepy or need a nap or something.
Right.
So something sugary will get me going. And
well, it will momentarily pick you up a little bit, because the cells are getting a big blast of some sugar. But right away, the insulin shoots up really high, which gets the sugar out of the blood real fast, and you go in that roller coaster drop where it's going to affect your mood. It will actually worsen your mood. It will actually make you more tired than you were before you had the sugar stuff. So sugary breakfasts, pancakes, waffles, that kind of stuff, the sugary drinks during the day, cakes, donuts, cookies, ice cream, pies, pizza, all of the stuff that they add to. You know, what they do is they take the food off the vine and they take it out of the ground. They take out of it what actually will rot and spoil, which is the stuff that's nutritious for you. Right. And they have to put something back into it to make it somewhat palatable so that you enjoy the taste. Mm-hmm. So that's where the artificial flavors come from, and that's where a lot of sugar comes from.
All right, wait a minute. There's a list of things here in the study of what to avoid. Pancakes, waffles, have avocados for breakfast, okay.
Yeah, avocados, boiled eggs, whole grain,
oh, wait a minute. Hold
steel
on.
Cut finished. Oatmeal.
Avoid sugary desserts like cakes, cookies, ice cream. What is it with you? Boy, ice cream and pies.
Well, I'm kind of coming in the back door trying to get you to eat a nice ice cream.
I understand.
You have more energy.
It'll be. I have lots of energy. Are you kidding? People can't keep up with me.
Well, you're a farmer. You're out on the farm the rest of the day after the radio show. So you're in good shape. That leads to more energy.
But I oftentimes have ice cream for lunch, like 4 or 5 o'clock. If I hadn't had, I've eaten in the morning and I didn't eat again, and I'll go to the ice cream bus and have some ice cream.
Well, I'm going to let the University of Warwick know about you so they can do an individual study just on you.
Yeah, right. That would be a good idea. Meanwhile, talking about blood sugar issues, most of us crave sugar. The popular treatments to deal with blood sugar issues oftentimes make us tired and put constraints on our life. Now, there's a new product called Curalin that you might want to look up, Jack. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It's a natural blend of 10 different key ingredients that support healthy glycemic response so you feel back to normal and you can still enjoy sugary stuff. Each of Curalin's ingredients is backed by a clinical study supporting their effect on glucose levels in the body. Thousands of studies done to back up Curalin. It boosts your energy, maintains your insulin level, all that good stuff, supports a healthy metabolism, fats and carbs together. So here's how you get Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Just type that in, and then you get to the site. You type in the DJV promo code, $20 off your first supply. 1 month supply, $20 off. Curalin, that's the all-natural way to have a happier and fuller life. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.